Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. So what's the identity of the 2013 New England Patriots? Even after Sunday night's epic victory over the Denver Broncos that included the greatest comeback in franchise history, Bill Belichick was noncommittal about the identity of the team. It's still to be determined, he said. But he did concede this. The Pats have shown a great deal of mental toughness this season, and that could go a long way. It's never scripted this way. No NFL game plan involves fumbling the ball six times in the first half, allowing 137 rushing yards in the first half, and spotting the opponent 24 points in the first half. But the beauty of the NFL, for every first half, there's also a second half.
You got to play four quarters of football, right? I mean, that was pretty brutal first half. Maybe one of the worst I've ever been part of. I don't know, not really sure about that, but it was bad. But that's what halftime's for, adjustments.
The Patriots' halftime adjustments surely involved X's and O's, but it had to go beyond that. They needed to be sure all players and coaches understood that the game was not over, not by a long shot. This was a battle between what may end up being the AFC's top two seeds. For the Pats to prove that they belonged in that category, there needed to be trust, resiliency, and a positive vibe, even down 24-0. So what kept them in it together on a frigid Sunday night in Foxborough?
Each other. You know, we have this confidence, not only in ourselves, but in each other. And so, for guys to battle the way they did and just take it one play at a time.
It's a group that fights, and we know how to fight regardless of the score, regardless of the situation. We're resilient, and we're able to come back today.
From their last-second win over New Orleans to their comeback victory over the Dolphins to Sunday's extraordinary outcome against Peyton Manning and the Broncos, the Pats have had numerous moments that they'll be able to reflect on if and when they confront similar situations in December, January, maybe even February.
We got to be mentally tough. We got to play for each other. Everyone's got to do their own, do their job, because everyone's job, you're counting on somebody else to do their job. And, just being accountable and, having that mental toughness to know that, we didn't play the first half the way that we should have played. And, if we play the second half the way we wanted to play the game, we're going to win the game.
So what was the previous biggest comeback in Patriots history? A 23-0 deficit to Seattle in 1984. The Patriots scored 38 unanswered in that game. Mosi Tatupu with a pair of rushing scores in the second half. And Tony Eason threw for a pair and ran for one as well at the old Sullivan Stadium. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.